This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switt's Morning Devotions. Great to be with you. It's a simple fact of life. We've done things we're not proud of. Maybe you've spent half the month's food budget on a new coat, or you didn't get to your son's soccer match before the second half, or you put your mother in a nursing home, or the cat was getting on your nerves. You let him outside and suddenly he was hit by a car. Now, like, you know, there are thousands of everyday acts that can make you feel guilt. Have you ever been ashamed of yourself? Have you ever wished you could just bring back that word or sentence or conversation, something in the past that haunts you? Have you ever done something you wished you had not done? It is tough to forgive yourself, and you may think your friends and family would never forgive you if they knew half of what you've done. Well, the way it is that God has made you with an active conscience, and the sheer weight of it can rock you with guilt and shame. And so instead of taking responsibility for what we've done to repair the damage or to make things right, many of us unconsciously decide to punish ourselves by feeling miserable for the rest of our lives. And we ask, why can't I forgive myself? Why do I feel so guilty all the time? It was the American psychologist Fred Luskin of the Stanford University Forgiveness Project. He studied this and said, forgiveness is a tool with which we face what we've done in the past. We acknowledge our mistakes. We move on. It does not mean that you condone or excuse what happened. It doesn't mean that you forget. There's a season for our suffering and regret. We have to have that. But the season does end and the world moves on, and we need to move on with it. I think Fred Luskin is right. He says that most of us find it hard to forgive ourselves. You failed at some major task, or your marriage has not worked out, or you didn't do something, you regret not doing it, or you should have intervened in a family dispute or put your money away and saved your money. Like, there are so many things. And he says categorizing the offense begins the forgiveness process and allows you to break down what you did, look at it, get a bit of distance from it, and then start the healing. So forgiveness, forgiving myself, is a releasing of my hope for a better future. Now, yes, we can't change the past, but what's the point of hanging on to it? Because we've got a God, a Heavenly Father, who says, you've beaten yourself up enough. God wants you to move on. He's giving you the gift of a better future, the gift of forgiveness of your sins. And then you say, oh, look, hang on. I know God's forgiven me. I can't forgive myself. Well, when you say that, you're refusing to accept God's gift of a better future. In other words, you're not seeing the picture that God, through Jesus, has taken your sins on the cross. Jesus died on the sins on the cross, rather, for your mistakes and sins. It was over 300 years ago that John Bunyan wrote Pilgrim's Progress. And if you know it, you know that Christian, who's the main character, he was struggling, I guess, as someone who couldn't forgive himself. He carried around an enormous pack on his back, the burden. He tries to ward it off, rather, and he meets this fellow called Mr. Worldly Wiseman. And he counsels Christian to seek out legality and civility. These were two other characters who were supposedly good at helping people get rid of their burden. And he did something about legality and civility. He worked out a shams who propose destructive man-made solutions. Anyway, the story goes, it's a long story, he enters through the narrow gate and proceeds down a path, and that path is called salvation. He comes to a small hill, and on the hill stood a cross with an empty tomb at the bottom. And as Christian looked at the cross, it finally happens. His burden, this pack, rolls off his back. And it not only falls, but tumbles into the empty tomb, never to be seen again. I think that's a good story for us. Let go of your burden. Forgive yourself through Jesus. Heavenly Father, thank you that these things are possible. Even though they're hard, we can ask for your forgiveness and take that burden off ourselves. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.